但是别人看起来他像五十岁。
But he looked a lot older. He looked actually like in his 50s.
哦，那耶稣说，没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
And here he said, before Abraham was, I am.
不过英文啊，这亚伯拉罕用过去式。
And he in English it was past tense was.
啊，因为亚伯拉罕是主耶稣在往前推大概1500年前的人。
Abraham was someone who was 2,000 years before Jesus' time.
那当然他已经死了。
And of course he was long gone.
所以英文就要用过去式。
So in English, obviously we have to say was.
但是还没有亚伯兰就有我了，耶稣就有我了，这个我是用现在式。
And yet Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. He is present tense. He's been.
这个是很难了解的。
So that's kind of difficult to grasp the concept.
他还没有五十岁。
Even though he wasn't yet 50 years old.
怎么没有亚伯兰就有他呢？
Then how does he explain himself that before Abraham he is? I am.
比方说一个人说啊，还没有我有，还没有有我的公公就有我了，那这个人在精神有一点问题。
It's like somebody trying to tell you before my grandpa I am. I'm already here and that does not make sense.
那原因就是因为耶稣就是神。
Because the reason is Jesus is God himself.
所以还没有亚伯拉罕，神已经存在了。
Because before Abraham, God is already around.
因此主耶稣是世界上最奥妙的一个人。
So Jesus is the most intriguing person in the world.
耶稣一生讲过的话，英文圣经有的用红字把它印出来。
In the English Bible, most of the time,in the Bible, most of the time, when it's a statement made by Jesus, it's in red mark.
那有人把它算过，耶稣讲过的话大概600到700句。
And people had counted. Jesus probably have said about 600 to 700 statements.
所以耶稣讲过的话比孔子写的那个《论语》还短。
And so Jesus' statement on earth is actually shorter than the statement made by Confucius.
但是主耶稣讲过的话，人不敢讲。
But what Jesus said, no one dared to claim.
也没有人讲过。
And nobody ever said the same thing.
也没有人想过。
And nobody thought about it either.
耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
Because Jesus is the first one says, "I am the way."
有时候我们迷路了，去问人，人告诉你说：“我告诉你一条路。”
If you get lost, you ask for direction. People will try to show you the direction.
但是没有一个人说我就是道路。
But I don't think anybody will tell you I am the way.
那这个非常奇怪。
Because that would be very weird.
但是耶稣说我就是道路。
But here Jesus said I am the way.
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
这一句话已经写了2000年没有被擦掉。
And this statement made by Jesus been around for 2,000 years, nobody ever dared to erase it.
因为这一句话就是真理。
Because it is truth.
它是安定在天，直到永远。
Because it is the statement from heaven, the kingdom, and it will last forever.
那当我们想到道路，我们就想它是连接两点的一个捷径。
When we think about the way, we said it's the way connecting point A to point B.
那这条叫做路。
And that's the path, that's the way.
那主耶稣说我就是道路。
And Jesus said, I am the way.
那到底连接哪两点？
So what does Jesus connect? What are the two points that Jesus connect?
下面说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Next statement, Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以这一条路的另外一端就是父。
So that tells us, on the other end of the way is the Father.
那这一条路的这一端就是我现在在这里。
And we are on the other end of the way, and right here.
主耶稣就是我要通到父的那一条路。
So Jesus the way to connect us, from here to the Father.
那到底父是什么
？So who's the Father?
好，我们再回来看以弗所书下我们看过的。
So let's now turn to Ephesians chapter 2, because we just read that this afternoon.
以弗所书第四章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
对，第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
一神就是众人的父。他超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
这里说宇宙中有一个神。
So here tells us there's only one God in the universe.
他就是众人的父。
And he's the father of all.
他就是众人的来源。
And he is above all, through all, and in all.
因为圣经的第一卷书的第一章的第一节。
Because the first book of the Bible, the first sentence of the first chapter.
说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created, the heavens and the earth.
天地哪里来？
So where does the heaven and earth come from?
神创造的。
God created.
包括人也是神创造的。
Including man is also created by God.
所以神叫做父。
So God is the Father.
那父就是表示我们就是儿子。
If God is the Father, then we are the sons.
那为什么现在大部分人都没有在拜神呢？
Then why isn't that most people don't worship him anymore?
因为我们好像浪子迷失了。
Because we are like the prodigal son, we got lost.
所以拜神就是重新跟我们这一位父建立关系。
So if we come to worship God today, we are re-establishing, reconciling the relationship with God again.
那就非常自然了。
Then it would be a very natural process.
在第二次世界大战。
During Second World War.
美国很多的兵啊到欧洲去打战。
Many United States soldiers went to Europe to fight.
他们交了女朋友。
And they have girlfriends.
那后来打完仗就回来了。
And during the war time, they made girlfriends over there in Europe. After the war, they had to come back to the United States.
但是有很多的小孩子生下来没有父亲。
Then a lot of children were born out of the wedlock and they did not have fathers.
所以第二次世界大战就有一个机构专门替那些小孩子寻找父亲。
So there was this agency is specialized in searching the fathers for those children.
他也不是要得到什么。
And they did not try to gain any profit out of it.
只是觉得我有父亲，我一定要去找他。
Those children are not trying to gain anything from their father. It's simply because they just wanted to know who their father is.
这个是人的本性啊。
Because that's their instinct, intuition. They want to know.
所以好多的照片啊，第一次小孩子跟父亲见面。
And there are many pictures taken when the first time the child reunite with the father.
在机场痛哭啊。
And they will hug each other at the airport and cry out loud.
几十年，我今天终于看到我的父亲。
It could be decades later when they finally found their fathers.
这是人的本性。
And that's the nature of men.
所以当我们谈到拜神，这是本性。
So when we talk about worshiping God, that's also part of human nature.
是很自然的事情。
It's a very natural process.
1917年，苏维埃政权成立。
In 1917, the Soviet Union established.
1991年垮台。
In 1991, that's when Soviet Union ended.
前后经过74年。
It lasted 74 years.
苏维埃政权成立的时候有一个目标。
When Soviet Union started, they had one goal.
要消灭宗教。
That is to diminish all religions.
所以如果你现在从北京搭火车，有一种火车一直开，可以开经过西伯利亚到莫斯科。
There was this train line that started from Beijing can go all the way through Siberia to 哪里？
莫斯科。
To Moscow.
那中间就会穿过一片的树林。
And it will go through a big vast forest.
那里面有以前是集中营，就是一些教会的领导者牧师就被放逐在那里。
Among the In the forest, you will see, you'll pass many concentration camps, and those are the concentration camps set up to put away all these religious leaders of all churches.
就埋在那里。
And they, those religious leaders will be kept there and die there, and buried there.
你就会看到很多的十字架。
So you will see a lot of crosses.
但是经过74年后。
After 74 years.
1991年呢，苏维埃这个政权垮台以后，最兴盛的一件事情是什么？传福音。
So after the Soviet Union dissolved, what happened next? What was the next most popular thing that happened in Russia? That is the coming up and coming religious practices.
所有的宗教都进去传福音。
So all the all the religious will go into Russia and start their churches.
我们教会在95年也进去传。
So our church went to Russia in 1995.
就在莫斯科离开红场四公里的地方建立了真耶稣教会。
And it's in Moscow, 4 miles away, the city center, we have a True Jesus Church established.
那为什么经过七十几年？教会没有被消灭。
So why is it that after 70 some years, church were never really completely disappear from the Russians' life?
因为这是人的本性。
Because that's also human nature.
寻求神是人的本性。
Seeking after God is part of human nature.
所以这里圣经它告诉我们说，一神他就是众人的父。
That's why in verse 6 here says one God and Father of all.
只是因为我们没有机会接触，我们不认识他。
We don't know him because we were not given the opportunity to get to know him.
那很多人开始来查考认识他以后，就觉得这个本来就应该这样。
But after many come to seek truth after him and get to know him, then we realize we do want to know him.
敬拜神是很自然的事情。
Because worshiping God is a very natural process for men.
因为神就是我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
那下午我们有查考说，他超乎众人之上。
We also study about how God is above all.
好，我们看耶利米书第十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
好，耶利米书第十章。
Book of Jeremiah chapter 10.
的十二节。
Verse 12.
十章十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 12.
神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
Verse 12. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
为什么这个父亲很伟大？
Why is this father so great?
因为他用他的能力所创造的大地，我们没有办法完全了解有多大。
Because we have no capabilities to try to understand how great and how vast this heaven and earth that he creates.
他有能力创造，我们没有办法了解这么大的宇宙，那他能力有多大，讲不完。
He has this power to create heaven and earth that is so vast that we cannot understand. So how great is his power is beyond us.
那神用智慧创立世界。
So God established the world by his wisdom.
整个这个宇宙的存在是非常奥妙的存在。
Because the existence of the whole universe itself is such a deep concept that no one can truly understand.
就包括一个身体就我们就可以了这个来想。
Look at the human body, we can't even understand it all yet.
你如果到医院去发生了很严重的病。
Say you have to visit a hospital because you something really wrong happened to you.
到最后一定是好几个医生一起来会诊。
And it's most likely if you have something really serious and then you will end up several doctors come to try to make a diagnosis out of it.
因为每一个人他有不同的专长。
Because every doctor has his own specialty.
一个身体要好多的人来研究。
So just one human body requires so many doctors to try to figure it out.
这个里面太奥妙了。
So that's just contains so much mystery.
这就是神的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of God.
所以我们的神是非常有智慧的神。
So our God is a very wise God.
然后从十三节开始。
Verse 13.
他一发生，空中变得多水激动，他使云雾从地极上腾。他造殿随雨而闪，他从府库带出风来。
Verse 13, when he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, he brings the wind out of his treasuries.
十三节在讲什么？
So what does verse 13 describe?
十三节在讲神的爱。
And verse 13 actually is about God's love.
他一发生，空中有多水激动，就是下雨啊。
When he utters his voice, that means when he speaks, the rains come down.
下雨如果比较冷啊，就变成了下雪。
And when the temperature gets colder, the rain becomes the snow.
因为雨下来，所以白雾才能够生长。
And because the rain come down, so that all things can grow on earth.
没有雨下来，白雾就枯干了。
Without the rain, all things will die from thirst.
这个就是神的爱。
And that is the love of God.
那下面 他使云雾从地极上腾。
He brings the he causes the vapors to ascend from the end of the earth.
有时候我们夏天，你看那个薄油上面好像有什么东西一直在往上蒸。
When it's really hot in summer times, we could see that vapors rising from the hot tart on the road.
那个是神的爱啊。
And that's God's love.
为什么
？Why？
因为水一蒸发会释放能量。
Because when water vaporizes, will absorb the energy.
所以天气就不会太热。
So that it won't be too hot for us.
那早上你看一滴露珠。很多露珠在这个树叶上。
And when we observe in the early morning, when there are morning dews on the leaves.
啊，因为这些空气把水分凝结，它会释放能量。
When the air trap the moistures, that's releasing energy from the air.
所以晚上不会太冷。
So that it's not too cold for us at night.
这个不是太奇妙吗？
Isn't that wonderful?
哦，这是神的爱。
That is God's love.
那下面说。他造电随雨而闪。
He makes lightning for the rain.
如果你到过这个黄石公园。
Have you ever visited Yellowstone?
哇，那个树又高又大。
The trees are so tall and big.
谁种它，谁施肥。
Who plant those trees and who fertilize and grow these trees?
没有，它为什么能够长这么高
？Nobody grows these trees. How can those trees grow so tall and big?
因为当在打雷的时候，就会产生一种化学元素。
Because when the lightning strikes, there's chemical elements released from the lightning.
然后就随着雨下来，就变成肥料。
It will come with the rain and fertilize the soil.
这个就是神的慈爱。
And that is God's love.
太奇妙了。
That is truly wonderful.
那他从府处带出风来。
He brings the wind out of the treasuries.
夏天风一吹，真凉爽。
You know, we enjoy the summer breeze.
带来新鲜的空气
brings us fresh air.
所以这一位创造万物的主，我们的父。
So this Lord who created the heaven and earth, created all things, is our Father.
他的能力、他的智慧、他的慈爱超过一切。
His power, his wisdom is beyond all.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
所以如果有一条路能够把我们带回到我们父亲那里，那是何等的好。
So if there's a way.Will show us and connect us, guide us from here to back to our Father. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
能够跟这一位神重新建立关系。
And if we can reestablish a close relationship with our God.
既然他是父。
And if He's our Father.
他就是爱我们。
Then He loves us.
所以当我们跟他建立关系，我们就可以去享受父亲的爱。
So if we reestablish this relationship with Him, then we will enjoy His love.
这个不叫现实啊。
It's not being practical.
什么就是现实
？What is being practical?
就是你向父亲要东西要完了，拜拜。
Being practical is you ask things from your father, and when you got it, you say bye bye.
连父亲节、母亲节连那个贺卡还没有，下一次看到他，为什么？因为要东西啊。
And you don't even send your mom a Mother's Day card. The next time you see her, you just want something from her again.
但是你看小的时候，父母亲看到小孩子在家里面，什么好东西都要给他。
But look at the parents. All parents want to give the best to their children.
所以，当我们回来亲近神，享受神给我们的恩典，这是好的。
So when we come back to God and enjoy the blessings from God, yes, it is a good thing.
所以回到父那里去，是我们人生很重要的一个努力的目标。
So returning to our Father is a very important goal for us.
主耶稣来世界传道里第一句话是什么？
What is the first thing that Jesus said when he started his ministry on earth?
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
这句话真的很漂亮，天国近了。
That's what a beautiful sentence. The kingdom Oh, heaven is near.
我们还没有来美国以前呢、啊，想说哇，来美国真好。
Before we came to United States, we all thought coming to United States is a great thing.
住下来才知道，哇，这不是天国。
But after we settled down and realized this is definitely not the kingdom of heaven.
压力好大。
We have a lot of stress in life.
问题很多。
And we have a lot of problems.
是，那当主耶稣讲天国近了、啊。
But when Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is near,
那个表示哦，天国本来离人很远了。
That means it used to be far away from us.
那个天呢、啊，就是代表神了、啊。
And the heaven means represents God.
那现在要借着主耶稣来世界，把那个天上的国度带到人间来。
And now through Jesus Christ coming to earth, He will take us back to the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们人能够再重新回到神的国里面。
So that we can return to the kingdom of heaven, to God again.
所以主耶稣这一条路就是要带领我们回到神的国里面。
So the way of Jesus is to take us back to our Father, to the heavenly kingdom.
那到底回到神的国，我的生活会有什么不同？
So what difference does it make if we really return to the heavenly kingdom of God?
如果信耶稣跟不信一样，
If believing Jesus and not believing has no difference in life,
我们就不需要信了。
Then what do I need to believe?
如果信耶稣跟不信耶稣不一样，但是这个不一样是钱买得到的，我也不需要信。
And if yes, there is a difference between believing and non-believing, and yet I can use money to purchase it, then it's not really important either.
因为我就努力赚钱，反正钱可以买到。
If I can purchase with a price, then all I have to do is just work hard and earn money, and then I can pay for it, and there's no big deal.
但是重点是信跟不信非常大的不同，而且这个不同不是钱买得到。
Now, the real issue is if...Believing and non-believing is not something you can buy, and yet it makes a huge difference in your life. Then that, now that's the point.
但是这个父亲要白白给我们。
And yet, this father wants to give us free. We can get it free.
所以当然信比较好。
Of course, then it's better to believe that.
因为这个差别太大了。
Because the difference is huge.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14,
17节
verse 17.
14章17节
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国有三个特色。
Now, in this sentence,There are three characteristics about kingdom of God.
第一个是公义。
First is the righteousness.
如果看英文 righteousness, 这个公义是从对这个字衍生出来的。
Righteousness is the noun of right,being right.
所以公义是什么？公义就是什么都是对的。
So righteousness means everything is right.
你的想法也是对的。
Yours thoughts will be correct.
你的婚姻也是对的。
Your marriage will be right.
你的家庭也是对的。
Your family life will be correct.
那一切都是罪，就是没有罪。
So everything is right, then nothing is wrong.
我们今天为什么问题这么多？
And why do we have so many problems these days?
因为什么都不对。
Because everything is wrong.
我想法不对。
Our thinking is wrong.
我们的价值观不对。
Our value system is wrong.
我们的脾气不对。
Our temperament is wrong.
一切都不对，问题一大堆。
Everything is wrong, therefore we have so many problems.
今天的生活里面。
In today's life.
人缺乏真理的知识。
Men are lacking the true wisdom.
没有办法真的明白什么是对，什么是错。
We lose the ability to tell right from wrong.
说好像开车，你不知道。东还是西乱开。
It's like when you're driving and you have no sense of direction, you don't know which way to turn.
开是开得很快，不错。
Even though you can drive fast.
但是不晓得路。
But you don't know the way.
生活是很忙碌，不对，不没有错。
So yes, we have a very busy life.
但是不知道对错。
But we don't know how to tell right from wrong.
这个是多大问题啊。
That is a huge problem.
因为走错路就变成就是不义。
Because when you take the wrong route, then you become unrighteous.
这就是错。就是对。
Then that's wrong and that's sin.
第一个是无知。
So first is ignorance.
那第二个就是罪性。
Second is the sinful nature.
有时候我们虽然知道对。
Sometimes we do know it's right.
我也不做。
But I don't do it.
为什么？
Why?
对我的利益是有损失。
Because there's nothing for me to gain, therefore I'm not doing it.
这就是罪性。
That is the sinful nature.
所以因为无知跟罪性使人活在不义当中。
So it is because the ignorance and the sinful nature cause men to live in sin.
所以很多人带小孩子来，为着小孩子的前途来到美国。
A lot of people try to come to United States for the future of their children.
等到你小孩子送到公立学校，你才发现，我不晓得带小孩子来对还是错。
And it is until you send them to public school and realize you doubt yourself if it's a correct decision anymore.
太多问题了。
Because there are so many problems in the schools.
在校园里面，暴力打枪。
There's violence in campus these days.
再来婚前怀孕。
And then there's teen sex and teen adopt teen pregnancies all over places.
不但喝酒，而且用药。
And there's drinking problem, there's drug issues.
太普遍了。
So it's everywhere.
所以这个要怎么解决？
So how do we solve this problem?
一个解决方法就是让神的国进到我们里面。
The only solution is to allow God to enter our heart again.
让他的天父住在我们里面。
Allow our heavenly Father to dwell in us.
所以这个教小孩子最好的方法是什么？
The best way to educate our children is
不是你二十四小时看着他。
Is not to hover over them 24/7.
你看不了他的。
Because there's only so much you can do.
就是把神放到他心里。
Instead, we should just plant the God, the wisdom of God in their hearts.
让神住在他里面。
So allow God to enter their heart to dwell in them.
他里面有神在里面。
When the children have God in them,
他就不会犯罪。
Then they know not to sin.
孔子到五十岁才不惑。
Confucius finally reached the clarity when he's in 50s.
但是有时候我看教会的青年哦，十八岁就不惑了。
But I feel like in our church, our youth were able to mature when they were 18, because they are not confused, they are not tempted.
因为圣经读一读，他就知道什么是对，什么是错。
Because as long as they understand the Bible, they know what is right and what is wrong.
那祷告必圣灵充满。
When they pray, they are filled with Holy Spirit.
他就有能力。
Then he has the power.
去做不对的事情，不做不对的事情。
He has the power to exercise the right.Exercise to make the right choice to do the right thing.
所以这是何等的可贵啊！
That is very precious.
因此神的国第一个就是没有罪。
So in God's kingdom, the first thing is there's no sin.
你的家庭里面没有罪。
There's no sin in your family.
你的婚姻里面没有罪。
There's no sin in your marriage.
我们的心里面没有罪。
There's no sin in our hearts.
这太可贵了。
That is truly precious.
那接下去呢？
Next one.
神的国就是和平。
The next element is the peace.
和平就是人跟人之间的和睦。
Peace is to have peace among men.
有的到美国来呀。
Some people after they come here.
借很多钱。
They have to borrow a big loan.
经济利益就开始冲突了，就是兄弟姐妹不讲话，家庭里面像仇人。
And because of money issues, friends turn into enemies and siblings turn into enemies.
所以人跟人之间呢变仇敌，这不是外面的人，是自己家里面的人。
And so siblings and families become enemies because of money issue.
那婚姻搞不好变成丈夫跟太太变仇敌。
Even cause the marriage, some husband and wife become enemies because of money.
但是今天当我们来接受神。
But today when we come to accept God.
你丈夫心里也有神，我里面也有神，
if,
太太也有神。
Husband has God in his heart and wife has God in her heart.
能够彼此相爱。
Then they will be able to love each other.
用主耶稣的爱来彼此相爱。
They will use the love of Jesus to love each other.
那我们就发现家庭生活非常和睦。
Then we can live a harmonious life.
这个非常可贵的。
That is precious.
两代之间非常和睦。
Then there's peace in the family.
这很难得。
That is truly precious.
那这个和平另外一个解释就是平安。
Another definition of peace is to have peace security.
就是神与我们同在。
That we feel secure about God's dwelling within us.
不会忧虑。
We don't worry. We feel secure.
不是没有困难，我们不会忧虑。
It's very important. It's not like we don't have problem, but then we don't worry.
那为什么有困难不会忧虑？这个很特别啊。
How is it possible that we have problem and yet we don't worry?
因为我的父亲与我同在。
It because we know the presence of God with us, our Father with us.
我不需要忧虑。
We have Father with us, we don't have to worry.
困难有，但是不需要忧虑。
Yes, we do have problems and difficulties, and yet we don't have to worry.
第二个，我没有害怕。
Then we don't have fear.
社会怎么改变，环境怎么改变，我没有办法掌握。
We know we cannot control how the society changes. We don't know how the world is going to change around us.
但是我们不会害怕。
But we don't have to fear.
为什么？
Why?
因为我的父亲跟我同在。
Because we have the presence of God with us.
他大有能力的神。
He is such a powerful God.
所以主耶稣跟门徒在船上。
So when Jesus was with his disciples on the boat,
主耶稣就睡着了。
He fell asleep in the boat.
忽然起了大风浪。
All of a sudden there was a storm.
门徒都很怕。
The disciples were afraid.
把主耶稣叫醒了，我们快上命了，你还在睡觉吗？
They woke up Jesus and said, "We're about to die." In the storm,
主耶稣醒过来。
Jesus woke up.
他斥责风海。
He rebuked the wind and the waves.
马上平静。
He calmed the storm.
耶稣说：“你们小信的人。”
And Jesus rebuked his disciples, "You are little faith."
为什么小信？
Why are you so little faith?
风跟海是我在控制的。
I am the one who control the wind and the wave.
我在你的船上。
And I'm in your boat.
你怕什么？
Why do you need to be afraid?
今天我们人生啊，有很多的风海风浪。
We gonna go sail through all these stormy seas anyway.
如果神跟我们同在。
But if we have God with us on the boat,
不会怕。
We don't have to be afraid.
不会忧虑，不会怕，就是平安了。
If we don't worry, we don't fear, then that's security, that's peace.
这个太可贵了。
That's truly precious.
平安在哪里？
Where is the peace?
主耶稣说，我要将平安给你。
Jesus said, I will give you peace.
我给你的平安跟世界的平安不一样。
Jesus said, the peace I give you is different from the peace of this world.
这是第二个。
That's the second element. The third part.
四章的十七节。
Back to Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
并圣灵中的喜乐。
Joy in the Holy Spirit.
大家都很希望活得很快乐。
Everybody wants a happy life.
但是很可惜走错方向。
But most of us are not in the right direction.
快乐从哪里来？
Where does happiness come from?
快乐从抽烟。
A lot of people enjoy smoking.
饭后一根烟，快乐像神仙。
People said there's a saying like a cigarette after a meal is happy as a saint.
看起来很潇洒。
Looks chilling.
抽了几年以后。
But after a few years.
怎么一直咳嗽啊？
Then you started coughing.
也没有感冒啊。
I don't have any cold.
医院一检查，肺癌啊。
Then you go check on, you realize you get the lung cancer.
为什么肺癌？
Why do you have lung cancer?
抽烟抽太多。
Of course, from all the smoking.
快乐从哪里来？
So where does happiness come from?
啊，快乐喝酒。
Some people say their happiness comes from drinking.
就开始喝啊。
They drink a lot.
正在醉酒的时候，暂时解消。
When they're drunk, they feel they're happy.
等到醒过来，问题还在。
But when they're sober, the problems are still there.
很苦恼。
And they're still in pain.
那酒有时候还不够强，用 drug， 用药。
And sometimes, if alcohol is not strong enough, they will use drugs.
那这个药一发作，好像进到神仙世界。
And when you're high on drug, yes, you look happy and you seem happy.
但是问题是 ，drug 一过去以后，又掉回来痛苦里面。
But then when you when the drugs effect is disappear, then you are in more pain.
有时候是我们不会用，是我们的小孩子用 drug。
Of course, sometimes not us, it's our children.
那他上瘾怎么办？
What if the kid is addicted to drugs?
没有钱就要偷。
Then they ran out of money. When they run out of money, they'll steal.
偷谁？偷他的父母。
Where do they steal money from? Of course, from their parents.
问题一大堆。
So there are a lot of problems.
所以大家都想要活得很快乐。
So everyone pursue happiness.
那有的人说，我不抽烟，我不喝酒，我也不用 drugs.
Then some people say, well, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't use drugs.
我的快乐从哪里来？
Where does my happiness come from?
快乐从买东西 shopping 来。
And then some people turn into shopaholic.
每一次回来就跟先生我讲，我今天替你省了100块。
They come home and tell husband, "Hey, today I save you $100."
哇，这个先生脸都黑了。
The husband's face turned green.
家里一大堆东西，还是想要去买东西。
They already have so much stuff in the house, and she's still buying.
为什么？
Why?
她想要快乐吧。
Because she thinks she can pursue happiness from shopping.
心灵很空虚。
Because her heart is empty.
那所以你快乐从哪里来？
So where does your happiness come from?
这里说圣灵中的喜乐。
Here says the joy in the Holy Spirit.
当我们来亲近神。
When we come close to God.
你祷告的时候，神的灵从上面浇灌下来。
When we pray, when the Holy Spirit comes down from heaven.
圣经说这个叫活水。
The Bible describes it as the living water.
是从你的心里涌出来的活水。
This living water well out from your stomach.
这是一种内在的满足。
It is a inner satisfaction.
是从里面涌出来的。
Because it wells up from your inside.
好像泉源一样，这不断绝的。
It's like a living spring. It doesn't stop.
这个就是满足。
That is satisfaction.
所以一个敬拜神的人。
So when a person who worships God.
他的满足是什么？
His contentment comes from
他的满足从神来的。
His contentment comes from God.
从神的内住来的。
Comes from the dwelling of God in his heart.
那当我们里面很满足。
When we are very content inside.
我们就发现我们对外面的需求就很淡薄。
When we are filled inside, we are content. We don't need anything from the outside.
哦，有，感谢神，没有也可以过得很好。
Then we are thankful with or without all these material things.
啊，能够买新车，感谢神，那车开了几年，我也开得很好。
Being able to buy a new car, we are thankful. But if we have a car that we've been driving for years, we're still thankful it's still running.
为什么？因为我不是靠那个来满足，我的满足是里面是神在我里面。
Because my joy does not come from a car, my joy comes from God who's inside of me.
我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
如果一个人他没有罪
，If one person does not have sin,
没有坏的习惯
，He does not have any bad habits,
没有坏的个性
，Does not have horrible personality.
他跟人很和睦
and he's always getting along with everybody. He's always at peace.
活得很喜乐
and he's always joyful.
这个是什么生活？
What kind of life is this?
这个叫做在地如天的生活
and that is, heaven on earth.
哦，那这个家庭是什么家庭？
What kind of family would this one be?
这个家庭生活像天国。
This family will be like in heaven and kingdom.
这个就是神要给我们。
And that is the blessing God wants to give us.
所以回到父那里去是何等的宝贵。
So it is truly wonderful and precious to be able to return to our Father.
公义、平安、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们为什么要来寻找神？
So why do we need to come find God?
因为他是我们的父。
Because he is our father.
我们要跟他建立关系。
We want to reestablish this relationship.
来享受父亲对我们的爱。
We want to enjoy this love from our father.
那有时候我们在想，每一个宗教都不是在拜神吗？
Isn't all religions is talking about worshiping God anyway?
为什么耶稣说我就是道路？
But why does Jesus say alone, I am the way?
在圣经里面说，除他以外没有第二条路。
And he says, no one can come to the Father except through me.
要回到神那里，只有耶稣这一条路。
Jesus said, he is the only way that can get us through the Father.
为什么？
Why?
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第二章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
因为只有一位神，在神跟人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的耶稣基督。
Verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
圣经有提到罪的观念。
Bible talks the concept of sin.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
你现在到外面去问了，没有一个人说我有罪。
If you go out and interview, I don't think anybody will admit that they have sin.
我没有杀人，我没有放火，我没有逃税，我有什么罪？
I don't murder, I don't avoid tax, I pay tax, I don't have sin.
所以没有罪，你就觉得我不需要信耶稣，我没有罪。
I didn't commit any sin, of course I don't have to believe in Jesus.
但是圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
But Bible, however, put everybody...concludes that everybody is sinner.
圣经一翻开来，我们都是罪人。
If we open the Bible, Bible tells us everyone is sinner.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的话就是真理。
Because God's words are the truth.
十条诫命，第一条。
The first commandment of God's word, the first commandment says.
宇宙有一个独一的真神。
There's only one true God.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
没有拜神就是罪。
If we don't worship God, that's the first commandment. We commit the first sin.
好像没有。孝敬我的父母一样。
It's like we don't respect, we don't honor our father and mother.
第二条。
Second one.
不可拜偶像。
We cannot worship, do not worship idols.
有多少人弄个偶像来拜？
How many people in the world are worshiping idols right now?
那这个弄个偶像来拜就得罪了真正的神。
And when you have an idol in your heart or in your house, you have already sinned against God.
你母亲节，你小孩子随便拉外面的一个妇人说啊。妈妈你好，你原来母亲不是气死的吗？
Isn't that? It's like on Mother's Day and your child go out in the street and randomly call somebody else as the mommy, and wouldn't that, you know, upset the real mom real bad?
天上的神造我们养我们。
Because our heavenly Father created us and raised us.
我们没有拜他。
And yet we don't worship him.
弄得一些神来拜那个人造的神。
Instead, you go out and buy a idol and then put it at home as a and to worship it.
这个就是罪。
And that's sin.
第三个。
Third one.
要尊敬神的名。忘称神的，不忘称神的。
Yeah, do not call God's name in vain.
我们今天想。
Let's think about this.
啊，我们的生活真的能够荣耀神吗？
Is our light truly glorifying God's name?
就是当别人看到我们说，哦，敬拜神很好，信耶稣很好。
Does people look at us and say, "Ah,、oh, it's so wonderful to believe in Jesus Christ"?
哦，如果我们不能荣耀神，这个就是罪。
If we are not able to, glorify God's name, then that's a sin.
第五条开始是人伦的道德。
And then, starting from the commandment five, it's all about teachings about how to love one another.
第五条孝敬父母。
Commandment number five, to honor our father and mother.
现在哦，孝子是孝顺孩子的，不是。
These days, when we talk about filial piety, we are talking about honoring our children. We put our children first.
很多人的一年跟父母没有打过一次话电话。
Many people don't even bother to call their parents once a year.
第六条不可以杀人。
Do not murder. Number six.
耶稣说恨，圣经说恨人就是杀人。
Bible tells us that hate is a murder.
有谁没有恨过人？
Who doesn't hate?
第七条不可犯奸淫。
Number seven, do not commit adultery.
这一条一来啊，大部分都倒了。
These days, that commandment is knocked out a lot of people.
非常厉害啊。
It is truly a very severe sin.
第八条。
Number eight.
不可偷拿。
Do not covet.
我们说我没有偷拿。
Do not steal, and people will say, I don't steal.
这个英文的小孩子圣经说，不是自己的东西不可以拿。哦，那这样我们有没有拿过不是自己的东西？
The children's Bible tells us that if it does not belong to you, you don't take what's not belonging to you. If we think about that, then we probably steal it.
这个就是罪啊。
Because that's sin.
我们在家里面看到很多公司的东西都在家里，怎么会跑来家里？
In our house, how many of our supplies are from the office? That's stealing from the office.
那个就是偷，那就是罪。
That's stealing. That's sin.
所以圣经一打开，我们都是罪。
So if we open the Bible, we are all sinners.
神没有罪。
Only God does not have sin.
我们有罪。
We do.
那现在这两个合不来了。
So these two cannot mix together.
不是他不接纳我们。
It's not that he does not accept us.
是他没有罪。
But he does not have sin.
也不是我们不想靠近他。
And it's not that we don't want to get close to him.
是我们有罪。
But we have sin.
那现在这个罪要怎么解决？
So how do we resolve the issue of sin?
这个就是为什么耶稣才是道路。
And now that's why Jesus is the way.
我们再回来看提摩太前书第二章。
So let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他舍了自己做万人的赎价。提摩太前书二章六节。
Verse 6, he who gave himself a ransom for all.
哦，这里说赎价。
Ransom.
人犯了罪。
So man committed sin.
就卖给罪。
So we are in sins.
哦，圣经说卖给罪了，我们的老板就是魔鬼。
So we become the bondage of sins, and sin is our boss.
结果就是死了。
And the outcome is death.
那现在怎么把人从罪里面救出来？
So who can save us? From sin.
就是需要有一个人代替我们的罪死。
So somebody has to pay the ransom to replace our sin.
全世界的教主除了耶稣以外，没有一个人是为人死过的。
Jesus is the only religious leader who can replace our sin and pay the ransom for us.
他们也没有资格为人死，因为所有的教主都死了，死了表示他有罪。
All the religious leaders or the founders of all religions, they all die somehow. So they cannot save us because they're all done. They are done.
只有主耶稣他没有罪。
Only Jesus does not have sin.
而且他为我们的罪死。
And he died for our sins.
流出他的宝血。
He shed his precious blood.
这个就是我们赦罪的泉源。
And that is the source of our redeeming our sins.
所以我们今天相信耶稣。
So today, when we believed in Jesus,
接受洗礼
and received the baptism,
我们所有的罪都被赦免了
then all our sins will be forgiven.
那这样我们就能够回到无罪的那一位神的国
then we can return to our Father who has no sin.
所以为什么这条路只有一条？
So why is that there's only one way?
因为只有耶稣能够解决我们的罪。
Because there's only one Jesus Christ who can resolve the problem of sin.
所以耶稣说我就是道路。
And that's why Jesus said, I am the way.
今天这一条道路就摆在我面前。
And today this way is right in front of us.
这是非常宝贵的一条路。
And it's a precious way.
因为你走上去。
Because once you travel on it.
最后就是到神那里。
The destination is back to God.
啊，进到神的国。
We will enter heavenly kingdom.
享受公义、平安、喜乐。
We will be able to receive the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们的生活一定会改变。
Our life will be forever changed.
而且变得更好。
Will change to a better life.
这是恩典。
That's blessing.
啊，所以诸位，今天我们能够来查考道理啊，这个是。神给我们一个机会。
So today is a golden opportunity that we are able to sit here to receive God's words.
有一个弟兄来洗礼。
There is a brother who came to our baptism.
啊，他后来他讲了一句话。
After that, he said something.
他说：“我如果早三年来信耶稣，我的婚姻就不会破裂。”
He said, "If I came to believe 3 years ago, my marriage will still be around."
其实三年前人已经传道理给他了。
And actually, 3 years ago, people already tried to preach to him.
那个时候他公司做得很好啊。
But at the time, he was very successful with his business.
他觉得他不需要神。
He didn't feel like he needed God.
以后他婚姻发生问题。
Then after his marriage went wrong,
他才知道世界的成就包括钱不能够保证你的婚姻了。
And that's when he realized nothing.No accomplishment in life can guarantee his marriage.
以后他来信主。
Later on, when he came to believe.
所以今天我们有这个机会来听到这个道理。
So today, when we have this opportunity to listen to this gospel,
越早来走进这个道路，我们就越早得到恩典。
The sooner we can travel onto this path, the sooner we will receive the salvation.
啊，唱诗。
So let's sing another hymn.
啊，192首。
192。
所以我们在教会里面呢，很多人在信仰上啊，有很多体验。
A lot of us have experienced about God's grace on us.
没有神，你怎么解释
？Without, how can you explain without God?
哦，有个青年呢，他吸毒吸到头发都掉光了。
We have a youth. He used to be a drug addict, and because of the drug use, he lost all his hair.
哦，他想要戒毒，戒了多少次没有办法成功
？He tried so many times to quit drugs and failed.
后来他有一个亲戚来信主。
Then one of his relative came to believe in Jesus Christ.
得到圣灵。
And he received Holy Spirit.
就介绍他，你如果要戒毒，来到这个教会。
So his family introduced him to Jesus Christ. Said if you want to get rid of drugs, you have to come to this church.
后来他就到教会来慕道。
So later on, he came to our church and to seek the truth.
他说他第一次来很自卑，那年轻啊，不到二十岁，头发掉光了。
When he first came, he said he was really ashamed of himself because he's not even 20 yet and he lost all his hair already.
被毒瘾勾住，他真的很痛苦。
And he was in so much, he was suffering because he couldn't rid of the drug addiction.
所以他需要耶稣。
So he needed Jesus.
因此祷告的时候，他很快一切就跑到前面来。
So when we offer the prayer, he very quickly he came up to pray.
他就大声向神祷告。
And he prayed loudly to Jesus Christ.
因为他需要主耶稣。
Because he needed him.
那感谢神呢、啊？他这样很迫切祷告，神就把圣灵赐给他。
And thank God because he prayed so earnestly, God blessed him with Holy Spirit very quickly too.、
他就发现舌头不能控制，开始卷动，讲一种听不懂的话了。
He said that he discovered that he couldn't control his tongue and he was rolling in tongue and he couldn't understand what he was doing.
这个叫做得圣灵。
And that proved that he received Holy Spirit.
祷告完他很喜乐。
And he was filled with joy.
因为圣灵充满人，很满足，很喜乐。
Because when you are filled with Holy Spirit, you feel the joy.
那从那一次开始。
So ever since then,
他这个毒就戒掉了。
And that's how he stopped using drugs. That's how he quit it.
这个就是神的作为。
And that is the doing of God.
任何的专家、戒毒机构都没有办法祷告就戒掉了。
No other agency or rehab in the world can help you quit drug addiction just by praying.
这个就证明有神。
But here we can prove that there is God. God is here.
我们在祷告的时候，神的灵会降临。
When we pray, Jesus, the spirit of Jesus will come down.
95年我们传到莫斯科。
So in 1995, our church went to Moscow.
在共产主义教育之下，没有神，一切都是物质。
In communist society, that it's all atheist, nobody recognized God.
那慕道者全部都是接受共产主义教育的。
All the true seekers back then were all all grew up in atheist system.
当我们在开始讲神，那头脑里面一大堆问题，怎么有可能？这个也问号，从问号从头答到尾。
So, when we first started preaching to them, they have so many questions from the beginning till the end.
其中有一个姐妹。
So there was a sister. Among them.
她在北京大学教过书。
She used to teach in Beijing University.
她以前是共产党员。
She was also a party member of the communism.
她大家说要祷告，她就跑到前面来祷告。
So when we offered the prayer, she came up to the front to pray.
反正试试看。
She said, "I'll just give it a try."
其实神啊，在她头脑里面，她不能接受。
And even though God entered her head, and she couldn't accept him.
就很奇妙，她祷告过了几分钟。
But very miraculously, after a few minutes of prayer,
她感觉到有一个能力进来。
She felt the energy came down.
舌头开始卷动。
And she started to roll her tongue.
她得圣灵了。
And she received Holy Spirit.
那这跪不是跪在这个地毯啊，她是跪在木头的地板上。
In the room, it wasn't carpeted. It was just a wooden floor.
那祷告半个钟头。
But she knelt there and prayed for half an hour.
她得到圣灵，被圣灵充满。
When she was filled with Holy Spirit.
所以祷告起来，她说：“真的有神啊。”
After the prayer, she got up and she said, "There is God."
因为她刚刚体验到圣灵。
Because she experienced God.
所以神是真的。
So God is real.
你看我们祷告的时候，好多人得圣灵啊，神就开始说方言，跟神在交通。
You see that a lot of us have already received Holy Spirit, and as soon as we start praying, we roll in tongue, we started communicating with God.
那祷告完以后，因为有神的灵在我们里面，很平安，很喜乐。
And after the prayer, we are filled with the peace that God gave us through the prayer.
所以只要我们对神有渴慕的心
，So if we thirst for God,
从心里面非常认真地向他祷告。
And from the bottom of our hearts, we pray to him sincerely.
我们也会体会到圣灵。
We will experience the Holy Spirit.
我们也会得恩典。
We will receive the grace.
好，那我们祷告的时候要把神跟人那个障碍拆掉。
In our prayer, we gotta remove the obstacles between man and God.
就是罪。
That is sin.
所以我们要在神面前呢，承认我们一切的罪。
So we have to repent in front of God.
求神赦免。
We have to confess our sin and ask God for forgiveness.
我们的祷告就能够达到神面前。
That's how our prayer will reach to God.
祷告不需要口才。
We don't need eloquence in prayer.
神看人的心。
God looks into our hearts.
所以你是只要很出声说哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，这样就可以了。
So all we have to do is just to say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们的需要也可以告诉神，你不要讲他也知道。
We can present our needs to him, but we don't have to because he already knows.
所以我们现在要起来祷告。
So we are going to pray now.
第一句，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We open by saying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们出声念一次。
So let's all say that together.
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then we will repeat hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这样我们就会有体验。
Then we will experience him.
所以我们现在来祷告。
So we are now going to pray now.
如果你要求圣灵。
If you want to try receiving Holy Spirit.
求恩典。
You want to receive grace from God.
需要代祷，需要按手，请我们都到前面。
If you like to have intercessory prayers, all come to the front.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's now pray together.